This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. I'm your host, Andrew, joined with my person who now owns a brand new B-flat trumpet.
Oh, thanks, Andrew. That's a great segue into today's...
You still haven't introduced yourself.
But I was about to.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, that's a great segue into today's discussion, which has nothing to do with me playing my trumpet. But hey, yeah, I'm Amanda and I'm Andrew's mum.
It was such a bad intro, mum.
Oh, hey, look, you knocked me off my...
But, hey, I'm Amanda, I'm Andrew's mum.
And when you knocked me off my...
pedestal.
I was on a roll. I was on a roll. But, yeah, no, I do, you're right. I've got a brand new...
Yamaha Zeno B-flat trumpet.
Yamaha Zeno B-flat trumpet designed by... what's his name?
Wasn't the mouthpiece designed by Bobby Shue?
It's a Bobby Shue designed trumpet as well.
Oh, like how some of the Besson Cornets are designed by Harman Van Horn.
Yes, so this is a Bobby Shue trumpet.
You like the segue,
Bobby Shue, who's an American jazz trumpet player. I'd never heard of him until now, but I've researched him. He wanted a trumpet that could be played in professional settings as well as in... just for fun. He wanted an instrument with a nice round sound and could be used for all sorts of different situations. So he came up with this. It's got a longer bell than the usual Yamaha trumpet. But hey, I'm really proud of it. It's waited 9 months for it to come into the country and I've got it.
Do you know who else designed a cornet just for them?
Harman Van Horn. And we're here to talk about Harman Van Horn, which is why...
I want to put some context with that. Harman Van Horn is a Besson representative who helps design a model of... Who helps them design some of their cornets.
Exactly. If I'd got myself a Besson designed... Do they do trumpets?
No.
Well, if they'd done a trumpet like the one I got, I would have been probably waiting 3 years for it to turn up because they take quite a long time.
Handmade as well. Yeah. Besson only does brass band instruments, I think, and I don't even think they do trombones.
Oh, yes. But on the note of our good friend Harman Van Horn, who is a Besson representative, when you're talking about quality brass instruments, he doesn't mind what brand it is.
No.
And That's why he loves Andrew's tuba.
He says Yamaha makes some good tubas.
Yeah, he met Andrew's tuba for the first time. And he was super impressed with it.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel really good because I found it. And he says it's just a beautiful instrument, comes out of the factory ready to go.
Yes.
So.
Which is why I'm always in tune.
That's why you're always in tune. But this was a nice way to go. And we've just, as you probably tell, we've just recently come out of a two-day workshop with Harman. I make it sound like we've been off somewhere really professional. It's just the gumboot brass.
We've been on a professional development course.
It's the gumboot brass, which is the – actually, it was more than – there wasn't so many people there this time, was there?
It was the usuals.
But he really – they had us working on the D-grade test piece for Nationals.
We
played it. And I thought if we went to Nationals, we could have played this D-grade piece as well as our pieces. But I always come away from time with Harman really motivated.
Yeah.
And I always learn so much. And I know you learned a lot from him this time.
Yes. What would you believe it if I said that a cornet player could actually teach you a lot about playing the tuba?
Yes, I could, because a good player, it doesn't matter what instrument they play.
No.
And I think Keenan taught me that. Keenan's taught me a lot because Keenan's always said that you can transfer a lot of the skills we use on the instruments.
Because a lot of instruments are similar, like we joke about it. But the euphonium is just basically
a
bigger solo cornet.
And a baby tuba.
It's a middle ground.
Yes.
Which is funny because it basically takes the B-flat tuba. And there's like, what if the B-flat tuba was a solo cornet?
Yes. It makes you think.
So you can include both techniques.
You can.
Yeah.
So.
And then there are people that decide to play the trombone for some reason.
Well, so I was kind of expecting with our Gumboot Brass Weekend.
Grumboot.
With our Gumboot Brass Weekend to have, more of the less capable players. But I think we had the equivalent of what the Academy band was.
Equivalent of a D grade band,
then. Oh, yeah, I know. Equivalent of what our Academy band was before we.
I think it might be a bit better than the Academy.
Before we moved all of our capable players.
I think we're a bit better than – Gumboots were slightly better.
Yes, and I think for the first time I've noticed that because it's the same group of people. I certainly hope they've got better.
It's the same group of people with less of the people that showed up last time.
That's right.
It's everyone that showed up to every Gumboot Brass.
It is, and even the adults have turned up, and so the adults can't help but get better as well,
yeah.
me included.
Harmon did say we sound a lot better.
Yeah, well, he said he'd noticed a big difference in our playing from last time to this time, so, and he could work us on different things this time because I noticed this time, because normally in the past he's had to make the back row cornets play louder, like as mischievous. And I had some very quiet, I had less back row cornets this time, very quiet back row cornets. But I think I made up for it because Harmon didn't tell us to keep playing louder. So I think
he just wasn't going to fight an uphill battle there.
Well, no, the other thing too is I noticed that there wasn't a lot of third cornet. It was second cornet.
It's because they aren't going to encroach on your territory, Mum. They don't want to get stomped out.
So I think that probably what I wanted to say is I think I'm probably playing louder.
Yes, you're playing. You're playing.
I'm playing confidently. So Harmon didn't have to worry about making me play louder because I already was. So yeah. I think that's a big thing. And he did compliment the tubas.
Quite a bit.
And in fact, he made
he gave away 5 of his 10 compliments to the tuba.
That's right. And one of his biggest compliments, I think he said, was you can tell a band that's not very good by its tuba section, by how they drag and they're behind everybody. And he said, you can tell an excellent band by their tuba section and how they pull everybody along. And he said, and we've got an example here with the tubas are going too fast.
The problem there was we were going way too fast.
Way too fast. And he said that's a really rare occurrence. It's not normally the tubas that are going too fast. So I thought, and when you meet tuba players, they're not known for their speed.
No.
So,
especially when the tuba section was one E-flat and one B-flat.
Yes. And I think the other telling thing was this time around, you were just the two tubas. In the past, they've brought other tubas.
Mark, who was a conductor.
They brought Mark in, but they didn't bring him in to play.
Unlike the other times where he did, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's a good thing. And he said it was certainly a good reflection on your teacher, Heenan. So.
Yeah, and he definitely said that our playing has gotten a lot better.
Yes, and I think we can agree with that. And this town sound of your tuba is very good. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, that brings us on to the next thing, Brass Band Nationals.
Oh, man, we are internationals. This is
no, we're not.
No, we're getting internationals.
Internationals.
We're not there yet.
Not internationals.
No. No, we're not internationals. We're in two nationals, three words.
Yes.
And I've never been in nationals before. I've only played in –
I've been to a concert band nationals.
Well, you have. The one time I got close to going to the nationals was
– when you decided to leave.
What's that?
It was when you decided to leave Palmy Brass.
Yeah, I had to. I couldn't give the time commitment that they wanted. They wanted us to go to 2 times a week and to fundraise for going to the Nationals. We had to go to every Christmas carol session, which would have been 5 days a week. And I couldn't. I couldn't
look how
commit
far
to
we've
that.
Come because, like last year, that's what we did.
I know, but the difference was there's a big difference this time. Back then, your father was finding it hard at night,
yeah.
And I couldn't give up another night and make it tricky for him, especially with 5 nights a week of Christmas caroling. So I had to. That's why I left, because I couldn't give the time commitment. Your father needed me too much there. So here we are, heading towards Nationals.
Yes, we were going to go in 2024 when they were in Auckland.
Yes.
But then the band decided that some people would decide not to go.
Well, I think it was January in the lead up.
Because 2023 we did really well at Central District.
We did.
Like, we're going to Nationals.
Yes, but then in the January of 2024, too many people were pulling out.
Yeah.
And I think the problem was probably because it was in Auckland.
Yeah.
It was a little bit too far away. And so, yeah, it pulled the plug. And then last year, Nationals was in
Christchurch.
But this year, Nationals is in Wellington. And I think Keenan's been quite nervous, because I think he was waiting for January for people to go, oh, no, well, we can't come. But he was very clear, and he got us to commit right back in October.
He's also making us work really hard. Like,
yes.
We sound the best we've ever sound, but it's still not good enough.
No.
And I think that's cause for Nationals, when you're going up against everyone, you have to be better than
good. And you've got to pick. And he said, we started rehearsing for Nationals last year, and Keenan said he didn't want us to be going into rehearsals every weekend and rehearsals, but if we start before Christmas, at least we know, get to know the music, and then as we move closer, then we pick up. And so we've just hit the pickup. So we're March now, and we're into twice a week rehearsals.
Yeah.
At that stage, Andrew's gone to university, and so he's now gone to 1 day a week.
Yeah.
But that Keenan always knew that. So
I tried coming down on Monday, Mum. That didn't go
no,
well.
No, that was hard. And I think it works out quite well, because you've got one more Thursday next week.
Yes.
And then I
said it, and then a rehearsal concert.
Yes, and then we've got a rehearsal on the Monday, and the rehearsal on Thursday, which will be Easter coming to. Are we rehearsing?
We also have a Sunday rehearsal.
Yes, but when we come to Easter, you'll be coming back, so you won't have to go to lecture on Easter Friday.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to do the Thursday night. So I think you know, and then you'll be back in Palmy for
the weekend.
The weekend, so
and then we'll
a Monday
we'll travel
night
together. Like, I'll go on my car, but we'll travel. We'll leave Palmy together.
Yes. So
I didn't have to pay for accommodation though. So
no, you're very lucky. You and I will be going down for 1 day. I'll be going down for 1 day, which is for your solos.
Yes.
And are you and Lydia doing your duet on the same day as solo?
Yes.
So that's 1 day where I'll come down. And I'll see how I'm feeling. I might be brave enough to come and sit in. I've noticed I'm not holding my breath.
Mum, I did the swan really well.
I know. That was
And I'm doing the swan like even better.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel really self-conscious about my breathing. I don't know. I must have stage fright, or I just get so nervous. And, but we'll see. I might manage. I might be brave. I might have to sit where you can't see me.
The problem was never me, Mum. It was you.
I know. It's because I'm living it.
I don't care if you're in the room or not. It doesn't affect my performance in any way.
I know, but it's me. But that's okay. So we're well and truly into rehearsing. It's funny to think that we're putting so much work into what is only 3 pieces.
Yeah.
But
whereas for Central Districts, we'd have Two test pieces and a performance program.
Yeah. So you'd have a test piece, a hymn, and then a performance program, which would have about five or six pieces in it. But for the Nationals, we only have three songs. We have a hymn, a test piece, and a chosen piece.
Because they do have to kind of get through hundreds of bands in like 4 days.
And so we've got a lovely hymn called Papioea.
Papioea.
That's the one. Composed by Craig, who is one of our brilliant musicians.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely piece. And I think we're playing it, we're at a good place playing it at the moment. We can get better, but it's actually sounding really good.
My notes came in really handy when I finally found my music.
Yeah, where was it? Where was your music?
It was hidden behind another piece of music.
That's because what happens when you have panic?
No, what happened is it fell out.
Oh, fell out. And then we've got our test piece called When the Light, is it When the Light
Falters? Where the Light Falters.
Where the Light Falters. And
it's a really interesting one.
It is. And
starts quite macabre.
Yes.
With bells and tuba notes.
Yes. It's a real technical piece. It really challenges all aspects of the band. And I really like it because I'm glad we're not doing the D grade test piece where the back row cornets play like tubas. And we
I think the reason we find the D grade test piece a little bit harder is because the D grade test piece, I think, is focused a lot more on sound and intonation. Whereas with B grade, it's like, okay, we know you can do that stuff, but we need to put it all together with the other stuff.
But and also, can everybody? Well, we're C grade. So
also, D grade doesn't have a hymn.
No, they don't.
They just have a test.
Yes. I'm really enjoying this because it's actually saying, you know, we value every part of the orchestra, of the band. And you've got to work just as hard. You might be a third row, third trumpet cornet, but you have to work hard too. So I really quite like that.
Yes.
And I think I was talking to Craig and he was saying it's interesting how with the D grade test piece, it's like they go, well, our good players are our soloists. So we'll showcase them and everyone else can just play.
It's a shame because the tubas aren't the soloists. Other sections get to show off, but we don't.
Yes. Whereas in our test piece, everybody is held accountable.
Especially the tubas.
Yeah, the tuba. It's tuba.
It doesn't help that our conductor's a tuba player.
Yeah. And then we have, I think this has to be one of my favourite brass band composers. Composers at the moment.
I think Keenan is my favourite brass band conductor.
Probably. It's
Final Frontier.
Final Frontier by Groot. Is it Groot?
Groot Jan Kroon.
Yes.
The G and J are silent.
Yes. And I first came across this composer last year. Was it last year when we played for Fielding?
Yes, it was last year.
And it took me a little bit to get used to this piece of music because there's lots of things happening and you really feel uncomfortable because you think, what on earth is
You can tell he's crazy. You gave the tuba offbeats.
I know. And I was playing a bit and then someone said to me, you know, actually, you're the seagulls. You're meant to sound like that. And you're like, oh, okay. And it's very similar with this piece that we're playing. There's none of the back row cornets are playing the same. Reps playing different to the seconds and to the thirds. But they all have to go together to make it sound right. And if you're out, it sounds wrong.
I was have to say, with the Where the Light Falters, a lot of the confusions we've had during band is just how it's laid out.
Yes.
Because he's given us needlessly long names.
Yeah.
Like, he's got five Italian words right beside each other when you could summarise it with Allegro.
Yes. And then the time, the speed of it is at the end, and you think, oh, that's where the speed starts, but you don't realise that's actually five bars earlier.
We don't need five Italian words to describe something that legato can – one Italian word can describe.
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying it. But the test piece and our choice piece, our own choice is like a test piece.
Yeah, it is a test piece.
It is a test piece. And
it was Fielding's test piece last year. I mean, the same composer.
Yes, yes. I was going to say, if we haven't paid that in Fielding. But our test piece, how long's that? It's about 13 minutes? 12?
Which one?
Where the light falters.
Yeah, about 13 minutes. And, average length for a test piece.
And our other one is...
6 minutes, I think.
6 minutes. So they are significantly long pieces compared to our hymn, Papi Awea.
Oh, that's 3-4 average. Yep.
And so we, yeah, these are, you know, we're only playing three pieces, but it is quite a significant chunk.
Yeah. I find it funny, last night we clicked into where the light falters in the second half of the song. We usually would start to stop clicking because we'd get tired.
Yes, but I think our endurance is building up. We're getting it, working it out.
Yes.
I had a moment where I forgot, but I came in at exactly the right place, and that's really satisfying. That's where muscle memory kicks in. But,
yeah. That was me telling you to keep going while I was yawning.
I know. I can work it out. I saw Andrew doing little signals at me, and I knew exactly what...
There's also me telling you to, well, when I'm done yawning, please be quiet, because it's time to end the show. Well, you can finish what you're saying.
Oh.
I was meant to do it. You're a radio host, Mum. You're meant to do it naturally.
But I really enjoyed our build-up to Nationals. And I think I had Monday night... there's some really tricky parts that we've been playing, and I know there's still work on it, but I really felt satisfied.
If we played our sets now, we'd do really well at Central Districts.
If we went to a concert now, we'd be fine.
And if we did Central Districts, we'd be fine. Yeah.
But we're not. We're going to Nationals, and this is Keenan's reputation on the line. Palmerston North Brass Band hasn't been to a Nationals.
10 years.
Is it 10 years?
Well, eight. Roughly 2018, I think, was the last time.
Yes. And this is how brass bands keep face.
So. Not by actually playing fun music and being good at that. By playing absolutely boring, horrible, hideous music and being good at that.
That's right. It's an equivalent to an exam.
The music isn't horrible. It's nice music.
But
we've played nicer.
It's not concert. Let's go and listen to a relaxing, fun, enjoyable. It's to test you. That's why they're test pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it. My technique's developing. My confidence has increased. I'm going – each time we do one of these competitions, I'm feeling better and better about my playing. It's something different, because when you play in orchestras and concert bands, you don't tend to play for competitions. You tend to play for concerts. And this just is a little bit different when, you know, someone's sitting there listening for something that you're supposed to play.
Anyway, one piece of big news is I've been invited to go to Happy Hour at the East Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
During Nationals.
Exactly.
Because I can go to Happy Hour now, because I'm an adult.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, we'll see you on next week. Bye.
Oh, come on. You can't just finish like that. That's not what the people are waiting for.
Okay. If you enjoyed this episode, why do I always have to do it?
Because you're so good at it and I can't see the board.
I don't even look at that anymore.
Well, there you go.
If you enjoyed it, it should be behind me. Oh,
No, it's not.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can go to npr.nz/show/fusion and donate as little or as much as you feel like. No, that's not how that works. You can donate later at another place. You can listen to as much as you want. And like, or you can go to Spotify and also search up Generation Fusion and search for Generation Fusion and play Generation Fusion. If you'd like to help us continue to get behind the scenes content, you can go to Instagram and search up Generation Fusion, or you can go to Facebook.com and search up Generation Fusion. If you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content, you can go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR and donate. Donate as little or as much as you feel like. Thank you all for listening. We might not see you next week, but you'll see us next week.
Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.